Rabbi Cohen spoke about the halachic imperative to check one's mezuzot every number of years to make sure that it hasn't gone bad. There is no halachic imperative whatsoever when one is experiencing difficult situations to check his mezuzah. In fact, not only are mezuzot checked for some reason when people think things are going wrong in their lives, the mifad started a number of years ago to check one's ketubah when he's having shalom bayi problems. Maybe there was a mistake in the ketubah. I assure you, if you picked a competent rabbi to write your ketubah for you, you do not have to check your ketubah, as long as you picked the right person in the beginning. And yet, a number of decades ago, in Eretz Yisrael and other places, this minhag began, this fad began, that whenever there's a shalom bayi problem, check the ketubah. Maybe there's a mistake in the ketubah. Oh, some mikubal came to town, he said it's pasul, he'll take it, he'll write us a new one, and he'll change your name. And you write it new ketubah with a new name, so that everything, shinui shem, shinui mazal, shalom bayit from now on. Needless to say, this infuriated all the dayanim, because, first of all, shinui shem takes a lot of stuff. You need to ask your wife's permission. You can't just have the rabbi to do it without asking her, first of all. But even if you have that, you need a minyan, etc., you need to stop using the old name. The point is, though, that ketubah was kishera in the first place. When they take this and they give you the other one, they often didn't know how to write a ketubah. And they wrote you a pasul one. And in fact, now that you have a pasul ketubah, it's an isur to sleep with one's wife. A husband and wife cannot be together if they do not have a kasher ketubah midrabanan. And in fact, that's probably what causes the shalom bayi problems, having a pasul ketubah. Okay, so this was a big problem in Eretz Yisrael. And two of the dayanim were very outspoken about this. Were Rav Eliyahu Bachshi Doron, who was the Rishon Lezion at the time, maybe three Rishon Lezions ago, and Rav Ezra Batsri, who was the dayan in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. In Binyan Av, Rav Bachshi Doron really is not happy with this practice of checking one's ketubah, checking one's mezuzot. Charlatans who come and try to make a farce of halacha and Torah Kedosha take advantage of people who are very tamim, and convince them that you have to run for segulot. Whenever something is wrong in life, dash to the door, find a rabbi, get me a segulot, rabbi, fix my life. That doesn't work that way. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Berachot and Daf Hey, Amar Rava v'Itamar Rav Chista, Imroa Adam sheYisurin Bayin Alav. The person sees Yisurin are coming alav. What are you supposed to do? The Gemara does not say, check your mezuzah. Yifashvesh b'ma'asav. Check out what you're doing. Look, investigate into your actions. Shenemar, Nach besad rachinim nach korah. You have to check into your... We're going to sing it a million times next month. You better know what we're saying. We're supposed to look into what we're doing. Investigate. Am I doing something wrong? When we say vidui, am I doing these things? Etc. And if a person does that, if you check that out, investigate it, you couldn't find any avirot, what is he supposed to do? The Gemara still doesn't say shakir mizuzot. It says, yitlebi bitul Torah. I think we can all attest that there's probably some way we can improve our bitul Torah, our dereliction of Torah, Shemar, etc. And if somebody here thinks that he's on that madriga, that he Baruch Hashem has gotten that taken care of, kol hakavod, the Gemara says, okay, so you get yisurin shel ahava. Adayin, the Gemara did not say sheker mizuzot. Adayin, the Gemara did not say find a segula to make things better. Even then, just yisurin shel ahava. People dash to get segulot, they go to the chacham, rabbi, make my life better, rabbi, make everything okay. I can't believe Rabbi Cohen spoke about this mezuzah thing today. We did not talk about this together. You know, like the girls who come to school dressed the same way, they called each other the night before and said, what are you wearing? Same thing. Okay, fine. Anyway, so Rabbi Doron just concludes, he says, that's pasuk in this week's parasha. Tamim tihyeh im Adonai Elohecha. You have to be tamim, you have to be wholesome. You can't go looking for shortcuts. Life is about hard work in Avodat Hashem. It's not about, oh, Be'ezrat Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. No. Chavibi, do the work. And it's true in all areas of life, whether that be switching morning programs in order to do college more easily, whether that be looking for a segula, rabbi, do this, do that. Okay, Chachamim can pray for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them more than he listens to us. But a person has to know, Tamim Tiyayim Adonai Elohecha. You can't go looking for sigulot, which sometimes are even kishuf. They're not even mutar in the Torah. Sometimes they're nothing, sometimes they're something. Something not good. So a person has to keep in mind, timimut means doing it the right way, the way Hashem wants it to be done. Follow the Gemara, do teshuvah, and everything will be better. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen.